Koinonia, a place of encounter with the Holy Spirit and transformation by the principles of God's kingdom.
We give you all the glory. We give you honor. We give you all the glory. We give you honor, Jesus. We give you. Almighty God, King of kings and Lord of lords, the ancient of days, the unchangeable changer, glory be to your holy name. We thank you for all you've done for this ministry up to this moment. We thank you for what you will begin to do from now on. Father, please accept our thanks in Jesus' name. Tonight, Father, please send your word. Heal the sick. Set the captives free. Do marvelous things tonight. Let every one of us go home with at least one testimony. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Well, let someone shout hallelujah. Shake hands with one or two people and say, God is going to surprise you tonight. I want to thank the Almighty God for giving me this uncommon opportunity that an apostle can invite a pastor. So come and preach. May not fully understand. You see, the gap between a pastor and a bishop is like the gap between the earth and the moon. The gap between a pastor and an archbishop. It's like the gap between the earth and the sun. The gap between the pastor and an apostle. Yeah. I mean, a pastor can preach. An apostle will only communicate. And communication is far, far superior to preaching. I mean, there was one occasion in America, and somebody invited me to a program. And it happened that our apostle was also invited. And he was the first one to preach. And he communicated so mightily that day that we were all together. So mightily that he took the mass choir to bring us back to the earth. And then one funny fellow took the microphone and said, "Our next speaker is Pastor Adeboye." I said, "Not lie." And then he went on to say, "Pastor Kunle Ajayi will minister before I will come up." Fortunately, I was sitting next to the organizer. I told the organizer, I said, "No, be me, oh." An apostle has just communicated what is a pastor going to say. Do you want to disgrace me? And the fellow said, "Ah, no, sir, we are not asking you to preach. We are asking you to give a father's blessing." I said, "Eh." He said, "Eh." I said, "Okay." So what I'm doing tonight is to bring a father's blessing. So if you are waiting for heavy stuff, wait for the apostle. I will just say a little bit and then give the father's blessing and run away. I'm happy they are recording this in heaven. So I will remember the day an apostle invited a pastor to the stadium to come and preach. Mark chapter 3, from verse 13 to 15. Mark chapter 3, 13 to 15. "And he goeth up unto a mountain," that's the Lord Jesus Christ, "went up to a mountain, and calleth unto him whom he would, and they came unto him. And he ordained 12, that they should be with him, and that he might send them forth to preach, and to have power to heal sicknesses and to cast out devils." We've been asked to speak on the mandate. And I'm sure we understand by that that we're talking about the assignment that Jesus Christ gave to his disciples, which is to preach the gospel, win souls, heal the sick, cast out demons, etc., etc. We need to know that the call precedes the mandate. God has to call you first to himself before he can then say, "Go ahead, do this for me." So the call precedes the mandate. That is why I want to talk briefly about the call tonight. The apostles, the bishops who will come later on will go to the deeper level of the mandate. Many people don't even want to hear anything about the mandate. They think being born again, coming to church, following Jesus Christ is already good enough. That's why you find that majority of people in any Christian organization will never get to the level of a worker. They will be satisfied to come to church, satisfied to shout hallelujah when you ask them to shout, satisfied to give their offerings. But if you ask them to join a group of people who are soul winners, they will just smile at you and say, thank you very much. First and foremost, before we talk about God giving you a mandate, is that He must first of all call you to Himself. Like the text we read, He went up to a mountain and called to Himself those whom He wishes. Now, it is interesting that not all that is called, we hear the call. This is because Proverbs chapter 20 verse 12, Proverbs 20 verse 12 said it clearly. The hearing ear, as well as the seeing eye, they are made by God. In other words, the fact that you have eyes does not mean you will see. The fact that you have ears does not mean that you will hear. Particularly when God is the one calling. It takes a step beyond the ordinary to hear the voice of God saying, come. I have a rough idea that the reason you are here tonight is because God has decided to open your ears. And from today onward, in the mighty name of Jesus, you will be hearing from God. Now, it's not all who hear who will respond. God may be beckoning to you tonight, say, hey, come. I want to give you a mandate. I want to give you an assignment. And you may tell him, thank you very much, Lord. I am satisfied as I am. Because many of the people that God would love to use, would love to give a mandate to, may want to come and do what God is calling them to do, expecting that there be financial gain. I've heard of a fellow who started a church. And when they asked him, how can you don't even know the Bible very well. And he said, I tried tailoring, I failed. I tried something else, I failed. I saw one young man who came after me, started a church. Now he's riding a car. So I said, maybe I too should try that. If you are thinking of responding to the call of God for financial reasons, I can assure you, you are heading for failure sooner or later. Not all who hear will respond correctly. You can ask people like Gehazi. He was called, but he ended up a leper. You can ask Judas Iscariot. He was called. As a matter of fact, he was the treasurer of our Lord Jesus Christ. But you know how he ended. Not everybody who will hear the call will be willing to give what it requires to handle the mandate that God will give him correctly. Some of you will hear the call tonight. My prayer is that you will be willing to pay the price. Because to hear the call, to be willing to run with the mandate, is going to cost you something. 1 Kings chapter 19, from verse 19 to 21, 1 Kings 19, 19 to 21, tells us when Elisha heard the call. Immediately, he was willing to let go everything so that when the time comes for him to run with the mandate, he will have nothing to distract him. You hear from somebody like Paul saying in Philippians chapter 3 from verse 7 to 10, Philippians 3, 7 to 10, he made it clear to us, he let go everything so that he might know him and the power of his resurrection. Not all will be ready for the rigors of higher responsibilities. There are people who are here tonight. God brought you here. Not to joke. He brought you here tonight because your destiny is about to change. And he will have to do some work on you even before tomorrow morning. And that includes some of us who are already ministers of God. Because in Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8, Isaiah chapter 6 from verse 1 to 8, Isaiah had been prophesying long before King Uzziah died. He is the one who said in Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10, say ye to the righteous, it shall be well with him, etc., etc. He has been prophesying. But a day came, like tonight, when he saw God, and then he saw himself. He saw how dirty he was. A whole prophet, national prophet, saw how dirty he was and cried unto God for help. And God put him to pieces and cleansing with fire. Tonight's meeting, like I told you, I'm not here to preach. Those who will do the preaching are coming. Tonight's meeting is a message to somebody that God is about to promote. And that fellow must be ready for a kiss with fire. That fellow must be ready for complete purification. That's all right. Glory be to God. A fire is falling somewhere there, so, but don't let that bother you. We are here for an appointment with the one whose name is the consuming fire. Among those who will be willing to go higher, we will still find that not all who will start well can finish well. When you read Philemon chapter 1, verse 23, Philemon 1, 23, you will find a man called Demas. He was an assistant apostle of Paul. He's gone far. But by the time you get to 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 10, Paul said, Demas has forsaken me, having loved the present world. There's a serious message for those of us who are already in the ministry, who are already making waves, who are already thinking we have arrived. That as we move towards the end of the age, we need to be far, far more careful than we have been. The Bible made it clear, he who thinks he stands must take heed lest he falls. It's my prayer tonight that every one of you here will remain steadfast till the very end. Now, those who finish well will be crowned. Those who finish well will be crowned. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6 to 8. 2 Timothy 4, verse 6 to 8. Paul finished well. And he said, now he was ready for coronation. Thank God he added, not for him alone, but for at least some of us who are here. One day, we too will wear a crown. Now forgive me, I told you that this is a pastor preaching, and You might not get what you were expecting. But the reason I came, like I said, is to give a father's blessing. Because those who God will call, those who hear the call, those who respond correctly, those who will be willing to pay the price for higher responsibilities will be equipped. And it's for that equipment that you may get that equipment. That's why I'm here tonight. God will not give you an assignment that He will not empower you adequately to fulfill. When He called those people in the text that I read to you, Mark chapter 3, from verse 13 to 15, He stated clearly He wanted to empower them to heal, to set captives free, in other words, to perform miracles, signs, and wonders. When Saul of Tarsus was knocked down on the road to Damascus in Acts of the Apostles chapter 9 from verse 1 to 22. At the moment he said, "Yes, Lord, I surrender, Lord," God arranged for him to be empowered. God arranged for one young disciple, Ananias by name, to go and lay hands on him that he might be filled with the Holy Spirit. I will be delighted. My heart will overflow with joy. If all of us who are here tonight are empowered by the Almighty God for the purpose of running with the mandate, we have reached a stage in the history of the world that without signs and wonders, the work of the gospel might not be done. There are all manners of religions, all manners of even scientific discoveries that unless you have a superior power, if you say you are going to rely on oratory to win souls for the Lord, you will fail. And the end is near. We need to walk faster. We need power. And in the name that's above every other name, you will get power tonight. Maybe I give you just one example, and then it will be time to pray. Usher, sorry to disturb you. If you find anybody manifesting, it's because the power is already flowing. Several years ago, we wanted to start a branch of the Redeemed Christian Church of God in Holland. And our ambassador in that country at that time happened to be a member of the church. So when I arrived for the inauguration of the church, he decided to invite all the ambassadors to his house for a dinner so I can use the opportunity to introduce Jesus to them. And I preached. I preached my heart out about how God loved the world and he gave his only begotten son, etc., etc. At the end of the day, one ambassador raised up a hand and said, "What is God?" You mean all along I've been talking about God and about his son, and you are thinking God is a thing? What is God? Is it a kind of electricity or what? The following day, we were to have an outreach. And they came. And the whole place was cold. They just came because they respected those who invited them. Thank you, Lord. I will soon clear out of the way. And all of a sudden, somebody they brought from the hospital with all manners of gadgets round about him told the people who brought him, "I thought you said that if I come here, I'll be healed. What's all this dancing and singing? That I'm in pain. Take me away. Take me back to the hospital." And I was just taking the microphone. As he moved towards the gate, I haven't done any preaching. The power of God came down. And he got completely healed. That, after the healing, there was no need for preaching. I want you to know, my brethren, God is already moving. Something is already happening. The question is, are you willing to answer the call of God tonight? Are you willing to say to God, "I am here. Whatever you want me to do, I will do it. Wherever you want me to go, I will go. I will obey you." Thank you, my Father. Maybe I should just go ahead now. And so those of you who want to be empowered for the assignments that God has in store for you, that you can stand and just take a step towards the altar as a sign of surrender. And I will pray for you. And we'll let the Holy Spirit do the rest. You can come forward if you want to. Or wherever you are, you can just lift your hands to the Almighty God and say, Lord, I can hear your voice. And I'm ready to say, yes, Lord. I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. I'm ready to pay any price. Please empower me tonight. Just go ahead and talk to the Almighty God for a few minutes, and then I will pray for you. Lift your hands to Him and just go ahead and let God do what He wants to do in your life tonight. He will empower you, but that power is for to be used for His glory. Go ahead, tell Him, I'm ready for you, Lord. Empower me. Do what you alone can do. Help me, O Lord. Help me, O Lord. Go ahead, open your mouth and cry unto Him. Lord, I am here. I am willing. I will do your will. Whatever you want me to do for you from now on, I will do it, Lord. Yes, go ahead. Talk to Him. Talk to Him. I'm ready for your power, Lord. I'm ready to do whatever you want me to do. Thank you, Father. Go ahead, talk to Him. Give Him glory. Lord, I want your power tonight. I will do your will. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the power of the Lord come down. Amen. Let the power of the Lord. Shindere makatanda, iyo makare ndere mokoro ndere mokoshikere makotonda, mama makakara karo mokoshukuru ndere mokoshande, iyo mokoro ndere mokoshikere mokoshinda, iyo rakaro ndere mokoro ndere mama makakaro ndi. Iyora mokoro ndere mokoshende ndere mokoshende. Iyora mokoro ndere mokoro ndere mokoshende. In the mighty name of Jesus. Receive the power of the Holy Spirit. My Father, my God, the anointing that you have put in my life, share it with these your people tonight. Beyond their widest expectations, Lord, empower them tonight. The power to heal. The power to deliver. The power to make the barren fruitful. The power to raise the dead. Release to them tonight. Anoint them to succeed. Make them more than conquerors. And let them serve you. Beginning from tonight, ability to perform miracles and wonders, make available to them all. And the grace to live holy, the grace to be humble, release to them tonight. Let them serve you to the end. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. Why don't you go ahead and praise the Almighty God? Just go ahead and praise the King of Kings.
And cause the rain.